Zion, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis. So Mishnah Aleph is the halacha of Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim was established because some hands of a person are Shnias Latuma, which have the ability to be the Tama Shuma. Based on this, even when a person eats bread, they also require a person, wash his hands. So number one is that the amount of water necessary for an Atilas Yadayim has to be a revius. It says the Mishnah made revius, noitnim lo yadayim l'echad af lishnoyim. Mishnah is mechadish that a revius, which is about a half a cup of water, is enough for one person to wash his hands, and if two people wash their hands together, one puts his hand underneath the other one, and the revius is poured over both of their hands, then this also works, provided that the hands of each one of them get covered with water. Mas talug, so to have that two revius, works for shloisha abo, to work for three or four people, also provided that they are putting their hands underneath the stream simultaneously. Milug, if it's a full lug, which is four revius, lachamisha, la'asar l'meya, works even for up to 100 people. That is the thing of the Tanakhama. He holds that you cannot use one revius for two people in a fashion that the second person can get less than a revius. You have to have a full revius on the hands of each person. Therefore, two people on the nagel yadayim, you have to use more than a revius so that the second person will get a full revius. Next, then of this Mishnah, Moisifim al Hashniv, and Moisifim al Yishayim. The halacha is when one washes his hands, he has to wash his entire hand. The wrist. If part of the hand got washed and the other half did not get washed, it doesn't help to add water to what you washed the first time. You have to wash the entire hand in one shot. The Mishnah says this only applies to Mayim Nishayim and not Mayim Shniv, which means that if a person is washing with less than a revius of water, he has to wash his hands twice. The first time is matire his hands. The second time is to wash off or to be matire the water that became tummy based on his hands. That's why the person would have to wash two times. So in such a case, the first time he has to wash his entire hand in one shot. The second time he washes, he can wash part of it and then add on to it. Now look, we say that if the hand that you wash partially is still completely wet, that if you touch it, your hand will get so wet that you could put your hand on something else. That second thing would also get wet. Then you can add on to the first half of the hand that was washed. Okay. Halacha l'maaseh, it's recommended to wash with a full revius on each hand, and then you will not need the shniyah. There's a minhag to wash two times even so. Yeah. Okay.